Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Here, Bert Show.
So I've been going out and about recently, just meeting different people, and I'm finding that I'm running into more guys, and the guys that I'm meeting right now all have kids. And I have never dated a guy who's had kids, really talked to a guy who's had kids before, or even one kid, or who's wanted kids. And they're all like older guys, or for me, considered them older. Like,
what are you talking about? Like 30, late, 32, 33?
Like late 20s, early 30s, in their mid 30s. But I mean, nice guys, really interested in them. But the only fear I have is that they have kids. And I'm not prepared for kids, but I do want to genuinely get to know these people. But I'm nervous on the fact, like, when do they introduce you to the kid, or do you have to date for a long time with the kid? I don't know how all that works and how to balance their time with my time.
Well, if you're not interested, I guess it's a couple of different questions here. If you're not interested in dating anybody with kids, is that what you're saying right now? You're not ready for that?
I'm not ready for kids personally, but the guys I'm meeting, it seems more and more I'm meeting awesome guys, but they all have children.
So, and that's holding you back.
And that's holding me back from even, there's one guy who's asked me out on a date numerous times, and I've just kind of avoided the phone call and the text messaging, like right now, because he's got a child, and I don't know if I'm prepared for that or not.
You've even said that you don't want your own children.
No, I love kids to pieces. Like, I love kids. I love being around kids. Kids make me feel awesome. They're just so much fun and non-judgmental. That's why I love kids. And
they make your
great
hands look normal?
Yes, they make me feel awesome. No, aww, kids are amazing.
So you can give them a high five and it's the same size.
Yeah, but I don't have time for kids right now. I mean, I don't really want kids.
Or are you saying, you know, now you don't have the time, but are you a person that...
Yeah, I don't know if I ever want kids.
Okay.
I don't know if that's going to be something for me. Like right now, this very moment, no, I don't want children.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, the guys I'm meeting are amazing. They're awesome guys and they're cool to get to know, but I'm avoiding going out with the guys because they have a child.
Okay, let's look at this logically. If you don't want to have children, then why would you even consider dating a guy that has kids?
I mean, that's all I'm meeting right now. Like, I'm going out, and like this past weekend, I met a guy with a kitten who's awesome, and I didn't know he had a kid when we were first starting to talk, but then as the conversation develops and you get in further into the night, then you find out they have children, and they explain that they have children. So I don't know whether or not to do it or not.
I wonder if I'm like a single parent, if I don't think that I would, well, maybe I would be. I'm trying to think, if you're a single parent, if somebody says to you after they find out you have kids, if you say, oh, you know what, I'm not interested in dating anybody that has kids, probably be offended, right? But at least you'd be honest.
I think it would be. Yeah, I think it would be. And we've talked to single parents before on like how quickly they should bring it up. And I mean, it's something that's pretty important. You got to bring it up right away.
See, I almost think because you are a single parent that your time is so limited that I think I would rather know initially, even though it might have offended me or it might hurt my feelings. Mm-hmm. I think I would rather know immediately we've got zero future together, even though we seem to have a chemistry. Kids aren't in my future. So there's another 100 women in the bar. Maybe you ought to go talk to them.
But does your mind change? Like, what if, like, let's say I go out on a couple dates with this guy who has a kid, and then does your mind change about having kids? I mean, I don't know if it can change or...
What would intimidate me, and I guess is the issue, is that since children are involved, there's a little bit more heaviness and responsibility to the dating, because I would be not intimidated that somebody has children and or that I would end up being responsible for that child if the relationship continues. It's just getting a relationship with that child and then it not working.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like how much of a wall do I build between myself and their kid? Because you want to impress, you know, the person by being nice to their kid. But then again, if it doesn't work out, then there's
I would almost say don't meet the kids at all.
I think you have to be dating for a while before you actually meet the kids expose the kids to that. And I think, like, you also have to think that there is going to be a former either wife or husband or whoever.
Always going to be somebody.
There's always going to be another parent in the situation. So that's something for somebody who doesn't have children like you, you're like, that's adding like a whole other layer. Like, I just want to know
if he likes
scary movies or not. I don't want to deal with all that other stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, here it adds a whole new level.
Here's Bobby, who is a single dad. Hey, Bobby, good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Good, man. Can you give Wendy some advice here?
Well, I'm a single dad. I've had my daughter now for 6 years. It's just me and her. And I've been out with several women. And, you know, when they find out that not only am I a dad, but, you know, it's just me and her, sometimes I'll see them get out of the way really quick.
Is that offensive to you?
Yes and no. I mean, not really. I'm kind of used to it because, you know, some females, they just don't want to deal with the kid issue. And because there's not really a mother involved, it's like they feel that they're going to be taking on the mother role, even though I try to let them know that's not what I want.
I don't think kids are issues. Like, that's not an issue. But, I mean, I don't want to have to get into a relationship and then break it off, and then you meet a kid and the kid's involved now, and then you have them. I would feel bad even for the mother of the child because I don't want to offend her by trying to even be in the picture.
I just wouldn't want to be the guy that you're using as the guinea pig to test if you would date a guy with kids or not. Like, you know in your head you don't want kids, so if I'm a single dad, I wouldn't want anything to do with you at all.
But if the connection is that great, maybe you would change your mind on that.
I don't want to be that guy is what I'm saying.
Right. You don't want to be the test guy right. on that. But if for some reason, like, I think that you should maybe sort of let go of those boundaries, even though it does present definitely new challenges to dating. Like, what if you're not meeting, like, the man of your dreams because you're eliminating him already because of that, you know?
Because usually when we talk to guys, they're emphatic about it. No, there's no way in hell I date a woman with a kid. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. At least, you know, with Wendy, she's open because she's trying to determine whether or not to focus on the right thing, which is the guy's personality. Like, you know, but there is that does present different issues if he does have a great personality and you do connect and you do continue on. You know, something to consider.
Hey, Margaret, good morning.
Hey, I just have a comment about the dating with kids thing. I'm a single mom, and when I go out with any guy that I meet, I have to be sure that they're going to be okay with the kid thing, because if you're not a parent, you cannot possibly understand what it means to sacrifice your time, your money, your energy for a kid. So if you're dating somebody and you're not really into their kids, you're going to get really offended that he doesn't have time, money, or energy for you because he's got to give it to his kids. And that's just a hard concept to wrap your brain around if your head isn't there for the whole parenting kid thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it would change up too, because, like, say the ex-wife has the kids for the weekend, then you get him and you get all of his attention for the whole weekend, and then it'll be for the next 2 weekends he's got the kids, so then you don't get any attention.
That's tricky.
So it goes from a lot of attention to zero attention. And
Wendy likes attention.
I mean, we all like attention and affection. I mean, and then having to split it, like, right away, like, immediately, could be a big challenge and something to overcome, because I'm not used to that.
Hey, Lisa, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, I'm a single mom. Don't waste my time. I'm not your guinea pig. I got to work. I got to pay my bills. Mm-hmm. I got a mortgage. I got to take care of my kids and after-school programs and softball. Uh-uh. You don't want kids, I'm not here to change your mind. Go out, find yourself a single man, have fun, be joyous, leave me alone.
And that's that.
That's it. No, I really appreciate the advice, because I don't want to waste anyone's time.
Yeah, I say it's not something that you can really dabble in.
Yeah, I guess,
you know?
Not. But at the same time, he is an awesome guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. We'll see.
You got more guy friends than any woman that I know.
Guy friends?
Guy friends, yeah. They're just sort of waiting in the weeds, too, just for you to slip.
To pounce on you, but you just won't. You just will not open that door to them.
Which makes her even hotter.
Like, if we were to visualize what it's like in the world of Wendy, it's almost like the American Idol auditions. Like, there's Wendy in the middle, and there's just a line around the building of guys waiting for you to be vulnerable.
It's a lot of Pants on the ground, guys. Just waiting for you.
Ew, that's creepy.
Listen, it's The Bert Show.